In December, a hunter killed a female gray wolf near Beaver after mistaking it for a coyote. The case of mistaken identity was the first documented killing of a gray wolf in Utah by a hunter since the animal was reintroduced into Yellowstone and Idaho in the 1990s. Wildlife advocacy and conservation groups reacted to the wolf killing as further evidence Utah's coyote bounty program, called the Predator Control Program by the state, is ineffectual and that it damages wolf preservation efforts, although state wildlife officials disagree. Leslie McFarland, the mammals coordinator for the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources, says the state doesn't believe mistaking wolves for coyotes to be an issue directly connected to wolf recovery because coyotes are so much smaller and tend to have a different coloration than wolves. She also says Utah is not a part of the Gray Wolf Recovery Project's original area, and so wolf recovery in the state is a non-issue.
Not to say that gray wolves and coyotes don't have similar kind of look-alike issues, but the facts in North Carolina were such that there was a lot of documented take in association with mistaken identity.
That's Tara Zuardo, an attorney for the Animal Welfare Institute, which joined two other animal advocacy groups last year in suing North Carolina's Wildlife Resources Commission after it voted in 2013 to allow coyote hunting at night. The three groups succeeded in convincing U.S. District Court Judge Terrence Boyle to ban night hunting in five counties where the highly endangered red wolf resides. Could Utah's coyote bounty program face the same kind of judicial scrutiny and changes? Zuardo says red wolves bear a closer resemblance to coyotes than their gray counterparts, which made a difference in the lawsuit's success. But more important was the long-term documentation of hunters taking red wolves as a consequence of mistaking them for coyotes.
So you actually had that mistaken identity issue called in and confirmed, and it's this kind of pattern and evidence of take that I think was really convincing to the judge.
Zuardo says also, if Utah continues to see gray wolf kills as a result of mistaking them for coyotes and is able to document these over a long period of time, its predator control program may face a lawsuit of its own.
So if you look at Utah's coyote bounty program, I would say that's pretty much the same thing as encouraging people to go out and kill an animal that is arguably look-alike. What you're missing right now in Utah is just that documented mistaken identity.
With Utah Public Radio, this is Travis Johnson.